Today, President Obama presented his plan for gun control to the American people. Many of the changes he plans to put in place by executive order include tightening background checks. We did that. Washington State did that a year ago when voters passed expanded background checks. Joanna Paul supported that move. She's with the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Well, thank you. How can the background check that's been in effect here in Washington for the last year be used to measure what could happen at a national level?
We've had a great success here in Washington State, and we really applaud what the president is trying to do here. This is a really thoughtful approach and use of his authority to support that national consensus that Washington is out in the lead and taking the lead on action. And just in the last year, since 594 passed, we've actually had about 5,300 background checks that have happened that wouldn't have happened, and 100 ineligible sales that have been stopped. So it's a great model that can be expanded. It's not exactly the same thing as what the president is going to be doing, but it is a model that we have seen work and that we'd like to see expanded, certainly.
So how, given that we have this background check law in Washington, how would President Obama's executive order change anything here in our state?
Well, it doesn't change anything about the background check system here in Washington State, but it does some other really great things. It'll ensure some critical investments in the people and the technologies that make our background check system effective. It's going to provide law enforcement with resources to identify and to pursue individuals who illegally attempt to purchase a firearm and fail that background check. And it's also going to invest $500 million in access to mental health services to assist people in crisis and improve the quality of mental health records available during a background check. So that is going to affect, you know, all 50 states.
Governor Inslee in our state is making an announcement tomorrow that he plans to launch a statewide public health initiative to reduce and prevent firearm-related injuries and fatalities. What exactly is he planning?
Well, I can't say exactly what he's planning. I'm planning to be there tomorrow and listen to it just like everyone else. But we're really excited that he's taking involving mental health in this conversation and that he's addressing this. You know, we've had just since Sandy Hook, we've had 39 states taking action in this area and 100 laws passed. And I think it really shows that people are excited and interested and hungering for this kind of action from their leaders, and that they're looking to their leaders to really be out front on this issue.
Joanna Paul is happy today, yes, with the president's executive order. She's with the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility. Joanna, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Another view on these proposed gun control policies now. Dave Workman is senior editor of the Gun Mag with the Bellevue-based Second Amendment Foundation. Good to talk with you again, Dave.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
What's your reaction to the president's announcement this morning?
Well, it looks to me that he's going back after gun shows again. You know, there's been talk, I think, throughout his presidency about the gun show loophole and how we've got to do something about gun shows, when really gun shows haven't really been the source of guns for criminals, and even the Justice Department studies have said that.
So even if it's not going to solve all the problem, as the president views it, how do you view his moves to expand background checks and do these other things?
Well, from my perspective, it looks like he is trying to at least create some kind of a legacy here as the president who, quote unquote, really tried to do something. There are some concerns out there in the firearms community, especially with the expansion proposal to change the definition or add to the definition of what a firearms dealer is. That's going to affect potentially a whole lot of hobbyists and a whole lot of collectors who may sell one or two guns a year, or they're looking to improve their commission or their collection, so they buy a couple of guns a year, or maybe trade a gun or two with somebody else who has a different model that they've been looking for. And the hobbyist, the guy who sees a gun or two in his gun safe that he hasn't been using for years, it's gathering dust, he may decide, well, you know, I, I'll just sell that and get rid of it and let somebody else have some use out of it. They don't want to suddenly find themselves on the wrong end of the law by being suddenly defined as a gun dealer.
Well, you talk about a sudden change in the law. My understanding is that the actual law is vague, and this is an administrative thing that the president is doing by spelling out, look, here's what we mean when we say a gun dealer. You're selling. How many are you selling? Are you selling it in original packaging? Just being specific about what we mean by a gun dealer.
Well, I can tell you this. I know several gun collectors, and there is added value to their pieces if they have the original boxes. I've got a couple of handguns. I kept the original boxes for those guns. And if at some time I should ever want to sell one, sure, it's going to increase the value of that gun. For a lot of these guys, a firearm is an investment. It's just not something that you go out and take to the range or go hunting with or just collect dust on the wall.
So you might not like the definition, but are you saying that the president is somehow out of bounds in spelling out what, in his view, in the administration's view, is a gun dealer?
Well, he hasn't really spelled that out. Yesterday, when I was part of that conference call with Attorney General Lynch and Valerie Jarrett, they weren't very specific on what a gun dealer, the new definition, would be. They offered several possibilities, but I think at the end of that conference, there were a lot of us in the press who were kind of scratching our heads wondering, well, now did she say this or did they mean that?
Hmm.
And we don't know.
Well, then let's talk about
it. Was that somebody who sells as few as one gun or two guns a year, they could suddenly find themselves described as a gun dealer.
In the bigger picture, Dave Workman, the Second Amendment Foundation, why should the average person listening be so concerned about, we all deal with bureaucracy, we go to the driver's license office, etc. What's the big deal about whether somebody has to go through a hoop to sell the gun they want to sell perfectly legally compared to the concerns about people getting shot?
Well, you're trying to use an emotional argument for something that has to do with what is in the law now and a constitutional civil right. Sometimes that's like mixing oil and water. The devil is always in the details with these things, and I really want to see some specific language defining exactly what they're talking about in terms of describing who a gun dealer is and is not, and see what they really have to say here. You know, we listened to the president this morning. He made an impassioned, emotional speech. He had people up there standing behind him. But I think at the end of the day, you need to sit down and read line per line, maybe even word for word, what these guys are really talking about, because we've got existing statutes. We have to enforce those statutes. I'm not sure if we've been enforcing those statutes. He's talked about adding personnel to improve the speed and the efficiency of the NICS system. I don't think you're going to find too many arguments there from critics of the NICS system.
Hey, Dave Workman, that's our time on this topic for now. So you just said you're waiting for specific language, so we're going to wait with you and we'll talk again, okay?
Well, I'm sure we'll all be reading from the same page then.
Right. Dave Workman, senior editor of the Gun Mag, Bellevue-based Second Amendment Foundation on KUOW's The Record.